Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Wood on the phone with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, how are you?
Good morning, Mark.
You know, I read this story yesterday with sort of slack-jawed, that it just doesn't seem like it's possible that coincidentally two of the largest Christian universities in America would be fined the exact same amount by the Biden administration. I mean, what are the odds that they're both fined the exact same amount of $37 million? It just seems so random.
Right. It's not like it's $25 million or $50 million, kind of rounded numbers.
Yeah.
Where they come up with $37 million makes it really odd. And what else is odd, Mark, is they don't really say why. They just basically, this one university, Grand Canyon University, which is a university based out in Arizona, which is the largest Christian university in the country, basically they were said that they're being sued, the federal government's bringing a suit against them over allegations that it has lied to its students about the cost of its programs. But that's it. They don't give them any other evidence. They don't say, here's the actual, you know, accusations, here's the facts, here's what we're going to be looking at in court. And they're not even going to bring this until like 2025, I think. So, you know, 6 or 7 months from now before they'll even have a hearing about it. But here, we're just putting a lawsuit on you. And they did the same thing to Liberty. Very similar, very broad allegation. Don't provide any evidence of what's backing it up. And I think it's more intimidation than it is a real suit. I think they want to try to scare these schools into basically doing more of what you see at Columbia University and these other left-wing campuses, which is shutting down free speech and not standing for certain principles. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Well, you know, a couple of the Democrats at the hearing said that they are trying to shut them down. We're cracking down not only to shut them down, but to send a message to not prey on students. So here's my thing. Right now, they're floating this idea that they can just randomly cancel student debt as if it's not real debt, and they'll just snap their fingers and it'll go away. Without looking at the real problem in higher education, it's not just at a private Christian school like that, is these outrageous salaries that professors get paid, and the fact that how much that's gone up in the last 25 or 30 years and versus how much tuition's gone up in the last 25 or 30 years. That's why student debt is so high, and they never address that.
Well, and they never address the fact that student debt has gone up right along with the way the federal government pours money into student loan programs. So the more students are allowed to borrow, the more colleges raise tuition. I mean, you can see that track very, very carefully. So it's very clear what's driving the cost of student debt. But the difference in these places are, in many cases, they are still cheaper than what you're paying at a lot of state universities or certainly a lot of left-wing private schools. And these students are going to where their values are. I mean, Grand Canyon University itself has said our enrollment continues to go up. We're not having any other problems, even though that we've had this lawsuit. And there's been other allegations from the government trying to come after them. They don't like these universities because they are operating, I believe, with a Christian faith as their basis of principles. That's their mission. They don't like their mission statements. They don't like the fact that they stand for certain Christian principles and beliefs and biblical values. I guess they'd rather them look like, you know, places like Columbia, where you're shutting down free speech. You're trying to, you know, you're attacking Jewish students and Jewish professors and teachers. And basically now you're sitting, what does Columbia University cost a year? $70,000, $80,000. And now they're shutting down the school for the rest of the year, going to go all online. Is that the kind of environment that they're trying to get at Liberty and places? I mean, it's outrageous. They're attacking them for what they believe, not because of the product they're producing.
Right.
Genevieve, real quickly, we have like a minute left. This interesting article on the Daily Signal about this wage gap. The article says that this pay gap everyone is all upset about between men and women is really a choice gap. Explain that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reality is if you have the same job and you have a man and a woman in it, they both bring the same education to it. They bring the same skills, number of years involved, or, you know, in that particular role to it. They do make the same. The difference is when you look at one person who's decided to be in that job, but maybe they've taken a couple of years off to raise children, or the, you know, they, or maybe they have a bachelor's degree versus a master's degree. Those are the differences in why you have pay gap. It has nothing to do with men and women. It has in fact to do that women often choose more flexible type of hours. They take off more unpaid time, but they like that. They want the ability to do that. Whenever you've seen a government, whether it's in this country or you can look around the world, trying to fix that by making men take more time off or saying we're going to have less flex time so that we can even the pay gap, you end up actually hurting women.
Yeah.
Rachel, they want the flex time over the pay.
Rachel Gresler wrote that article in the Daily Signal,
dailysignal.com.
We've had her on before. I love having her on here. Just like we love having you on, Genevieve. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Genevieve Wood, senior advisor there at Heritage. Go check out dailysignal.com. That is a great article.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.